I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, July 15. Coming up, National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons hails media contribution to fight against human trafficking, vocational courses to become mandatory for secondary level students, and police record over 200,000 traffic breaches as at June this year. The news in detail after this message. A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbour Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all. Now the news. Chairperson of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, is lauding the media for their contribution to public awareness and education on human trafficking. Mrs. Palmer says training in schools to heighten awareness is also critical, as children are major stakeholders in combating human trafficking.
The media has contributed in a very large way to getting the message out. The media has now engaged with us, and there is therefore a different voice that you hear when the ranking comes out. That we want to applaud our media houses for coming on board.
Mrs. Palmer is advising the public not to take matters into their own hands, but to report suspicious cases to the police. To report suspicions on human trafficking, call 1-888-776-8328 for victims under the age of 18, or for older victims, the Trafficking in Persons Unit at 967-1389. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Balls, is hailing Tax Administration Jamaica for improvements in its tax collection mechanisms. Mr. Balls says the government has consistently met or surpassed its budget targets for revenue collection in recent months, with tax revenue for May amounting to $67.6 billion, $3.8 billion more than the target. This is also approximately $12 billion more than the same period last year. Taxes in all categories, income and profits, production and consumption, and international trade performed well and are ahead of budget.
It looks to me like the tax administration really is getting on top of this issue of tax collection. Certainly they are performing much closer to budget and beating budget pretty regularly now. All categories of the taxes more or less performed positively, and that's a good sign.
Mr. Balls was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing recently. All secondary level students will be required to sit a technical and vocational subject starting in the 2017 to 2018 academic year. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Grace McLean, says the objective is to better prepare high school leavers for the world of work. Dr. McLean says each student will be required to sit a TVET course along with the other compulsory subjects such as mathematics and English language. She says several industries are seeking more skilled workers in areas such as information and communication technology, including animation, gaming, and web design.
The government believes that education harnesses the creative and intellectual voice of the Jamaican people and is the way forward in getting the nation to compete effectively in a modern, globalized economy.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a graduation ceremony for Career Advancement Program CAP students at the Institute of Internationally Recognized Qualifications, IIRQ, in Kingston recently. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, recorded over 200,000 breaches of the Road Traffic Act from January to June this year. Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says the JCF will continue to ramp up its strategies and operations on the island's roads to reduce accidents.
Almost 10,000 of those tickets that were issued were for persons that were found to be speeding excessively. We would have seized over 1,500 offensive weapons. Over 118 vehicles were checked and tins removed for breach of the Road Traffic Act. And over 2,200 registration plates have been removed.
SSP Allen says under Operation Zero Tolerance, an initiative of the Island Traffic Authority, Transport Authority and the JCF, over 1,655 vehicles and 300 motorcycles were seized across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.